Hello, thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Nichelle. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Duplessis, Duplessie.
And your zip code?
05902.
Thank you for that. And can you verify your address for me?
P.O. Box 12, Beach Falls, Vermont, 05902.
Okay, I do have your account pulled up here. What can I assist you with?
Now Craftsy was on years, you know, a few years back, and then they turned into Blueprint. I bought a pattern from there that I cannot access. I have no clue where my patterns went.
And it was under this account?
Yes. Might have been a P.O. Box 246, Canaan, Vermont. But yes, it was under my name.
Okay. Give me a second. And are you able to log into your account?
I can log into the account, but there's nothing there. All it's given me is account dashboard, membership, orders, profile, and sign out. That's it.
Yeah, because I'm not seeing any paid for orders on this account. Could it be under another email?
Now, years ago, you gave the option to access it through Facebook. In most of my accounts, I always did through the Facebook type one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So most all of them would have been under the Facebook.
And you have no way of logging back into that Craftsy under the Facebook?
That particular Craftsy, I don't think so. I don't know why it would be, right? How would you do that? Hold on, let me get Facebook up. Let's see. FSI, try to think, Craftsy. Education, that's it right there. Like, sign up. Should we sign up to? If I sign up through Craftsy on Facebook, do you think it would show up?
I'm sorry?
I'm on Facebook. It's giving me the option to sign up. If I did that, do you think my patterns would show up?
No, ma'am. Because if you already purchased those patterns through that account, then we will have to figure out that account information in order to get into it. Would you happen to have like an order number or anything?
Could you repeat what you just said?
Would you happen to have an order number for the class that you purchased on that account or anything?
I can tell you exactly what it was. Hold on. I never downloaded the information for it. Was always on the Craftsy. So it's the Bible cover PDF sewing patterns from Studio Pink Stitches.
Mm-hmm. I won't be able to pull your account up by that class name. I'll need some type of information from when you checked out. When you checked out, did it ask you? It usually asks for an email address.
It would have been janiceduplessis@yahoo.com.
Yeah, and it's not under this account. This is a new account as of September 21st, 2020. Do you have another email address that I can look under?
Let me think. I think it was JaniceDuplessis@hotmail.com. Can you try that?
Yes, ma'am. Let me. Nope, I'm only pulling up this one account with that.
Slightly annoying. I've got all the stuff cut out for my pattern, and I have no pattern. Oh, it's from, actually the pattern's from Four Seasons Pattern. This is just the company I found it in. Bible zipper cover. It's just annoying. Because when you guys, it was on Blueprint when you sold Blueprint, sold Craftsy to Blueprint, it loaded up and I was able to access. But when you switched back to Craftsy,
mm-hmm.
none of my stuff showed up at all. And
so,
pattern.
Did you use this same JaniceDuplessis@yahoo.com to sign in with Blueprint?
Yeah.
Would you happen to have like a proof of purchase for that class that you purchased?
No, I never keep proof of purchase. Let me look. Let me look at my. I doubt it if I do. I never know. Let me do that. Cancel. Yeah, inbox flag, trash archiving, Nimbleline bags. I got a Nimbleline bag in there. That's about it. I do not.
Okay. I'm gonna just check by your name. I only pulled up this one account with this with your name as well. Would you happen to have like a previous zip code, or has this always been your zip code?
05903. Try that one.
Three. No, ma'am. Didn't get anything with that one.
Am I the only one that's ever had issues, or did a lot of other people have the same problem?
A lot of people have this problem because they can't remember the other email, or not sure what zip code that they put their account under.
Right. There was only, when I originally started up, it was 05903. I've only been in the two zip codes. So it would have been Canaan, Vermont. P.O. Box 246, Canaan, Vermont. And the original email account was a Hotmail account.
Nope, didn't find anything. If you can, let's see. Would you happen to have like an old email?
The old, no. I don't have access to that email account at all anymore.
And what email are you referring to? The Hotmail?
The Hotmail, yeah.
Okay.
I have access to Yahoo. That's my the one I use now. And when I hooked it up with through Facebook, it was through a Hotmail.
Okay. And is either of these email addresses used with your Facebook?
Yes, my Yahoo.com is.
I'm not sure. You may have to reach out to Facebook to see what information that they put that account under since you signed up through Facebook. We have no control over the accounts from Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for the inconvenience.
Thank you anyway.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. Have a great day.
Bye.